Listener Production.
Good afternoon, I'm Sophia Contogonis with your news briefing. Let's go straight to the Commonwealth Games, where runner Ollie Hoare has etched his name into the history books, winning gold in the men's 1500 metres. The 25-year-old surged home in the last 100 metres to overtake two world champions, claiming gold and a new Games record. China has accused Australia of making unfair judgments after both the Foreign and Defence Minister criticised the country for launching military aggression against Taiwan. Foreign Minister Penny Wong joined with the US and Japan in calling for an immediate ceasefire. Energy Minister Chris Bowen telling Nine the government won't shy away from doing what's right.
This action by China is disproportionate and it's destabilising. Under the Albanese government, we're going to say what we believe, we're going to call it as we see it.
A Qantas plane at Sydney Airport was forced to turn back right before takeoff today after air traffic control alerted the pilot to smoke and flames coming from one of the engines. Luckily, no one was hurt. Engineers will now investigate. To Queensland, where a man has been charged with the murder of a 13-year-old girl near Mount Isa. A 52-year-old man is in custody, accused of allegedly driving at a crowd of people on Saturday morning, striking and killing the young girl. And horrific scenes out of Gaza, with Israeli airstrikes killing at least 24 people, including six children. It's the Palestinian territory's worst escalation of violence since the war last year. There's been calls to ban Raiders coach Ricky Stewart for the remainder of the season following his post-match remarks about Penrith's Jamin Salmon. Triple M's James Graham says suspending Stewart would be an overreaction.
It shouldn't get to that point. He realised that he made a mistake. It's okay to make mistakes. Some of us act in the spare of the moment and say things that we regret.
Stewart lashed out at Salmon following an on-field incident on Saturday. And the Wallabies have won this morning's match against Argentina 41-26. Triple M's Nathan Brown says Tiger star Shea Bolton is entrenching himself as the hottest ticket in footy.
I think he's the best player in the game right now. You've got Lachie Neale, Clayton Oliver, but there's nobody doing what Shea Bolton can do. There's nobody at ground level in the air being able to do what he does at the moment in pack games.
Halftime at Marvel Stadium, the Swans in control against the Kangaroos, getting out to a 27-point lead. The second match of the day gets underway this hour, the Lions hosting the Blues, while the Eagles and Crows will close out the round at Optus Stadium.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.